Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lykan. How may I help you today?
Hi, I'm calling for my mom, LaDonna Johnston. She has vocal cord paralysis, so she's unable to be understood over the phone.
You said she's having an issue where she can't talk on the phone?
She has vocal cord paralysis. You can hear her, but barely. So you can get permission to talk to me, and that's about it.
Yeah, we can do that. That's fine.
Okay. What do you need from her?
Just say that it's okay for you to address her account.
It's okay to talk to my daughter.
All right, thank you. All right, what's your zip code?
48098.
All right, what's the first and last name?
LaDonna, L-A, capital D-O-N-N-A, Johnston, J-O-H-N-S-T-O-N.
Okay. All right, and then verify her address for security purposes.
6894 Fredmore Drive, Troy, Michigan, 48098.
Thank you. All right, so I have an account pulled up here. Looks like she signed for a neck massager originally for $745. I'm assuming she probably didn't read the terms, so now that she had to cancel it. If not, then they bill you $49.97 for the free one, and then they bill you every 30 days after that.
So let me get this straight. So they bill you $745, and then they bill you every month, like forever, for a neck massager.
If you don't, yes, ma'am, it's
for
a
one
monthly. No. They're going to ship you one every month until you call in to cancel. It's a reoccurring, like a subscription.
A subscription to what, though?
Neck massager.
I feel like you know that you're working for a scam company. I feel like you know it.
It's a neck. I mean, don't get me wrong. I would want a neck massage every month, but hey, that's how they. That's what it is. It's a reoccurring every month for a neck massager.
So basically, your fraud company. They're not sending another one. They're charging her every single month for a neck massager that was supposed to be $7.45, and you literally
so she hasn't
started
received
your conversation
it?
With the fact that she maybe didn't read the terms. So
exactly.
You hear about this all the time, obviously, that it's obviously a scam.
I'm saying that because I know if she read it, then she would have had you call in to cancel. So that's why I know she didn't read it.
She said there literally wasn't anything there. She got like some kind of rewards egg thing, made it look like a Kohl's thing.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's like, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, it shows that she has two shipped out. I'm not sure why she hasn't received anything, but it's showing that two of them were shipped out to her, and that's what she was billed for. I'm not sure what happened.
She ordered a foot massager to go with it, apparently, and that was 1999.
Correct.
But as far as she knew, in the 1999, 745, it's done. And you're saying she's going to be charged $49.97 till the end of time for a neck massager.
If you don't cancel it, yeah, because it's a subscription. So if you don't cancel it, yeah, you'll be getting one every month.
I know jobs are hard, but I don't know how I could work for a company like this. I really don't. I don't know how you could do it. Like, all they're doing is they're scamming old people and people that aren't paying attention. That's what it is. It's a big scam. So basically, there's no money back. She's charged the $49.97, which has been twice now, for this massager.
Yeah, basically,
and
the only thing she can cancel. No, but she can cancel it out so that they can stop billing her monthly if she doesn't want to keep receiving it. You want to get it canceled out for her?
Well, I've already talked to the bank, and they're checking into fraudulent. So that's very fraud.
Yeah, I mean, if you've already filed it with them, that's fine. Either you can let them handle it or you can have them give us a call. I mean, I know, I know she didn't read it because, of course, if she knew that, she probably wouldn't have even signed up. But there are going to be valid charges. But, I mean, it's up to you how you want to handle it for her. Either you can have them handle it or you can have them call us and we can handle it for her.
Well, I want it canceled, and I'm sure they're going to be checking into it, too.
That's fine. So. I'll get that listed for you. Give me 1 second. Let me make sure I get her canceled out.
I want a verification number or something that this has been canceled.
Yeah, I'll give you that once I'm done.
I mean, how would you feel if this was your mother?
I know. I mean, I'd be like, wow.
Until the end of time.
Exactly.
I'm like, seriously, mm-hmm. I know you need work, but that's just kind of ridiculous. I'm just saying.
I mean, that doesn't bother me. I don't handle that part. I just do the billing when you call in, so.
I know, but it's like you're still dealing with everybody that's pissed off.
Yes.
That they're being seen.
No, that part.
That's not right.
And it's definitely not.
I mean, I don't know where you live, but they're paying good money around here.
What'd you say there? Well, I'm not going to lie. Some people here, they have up like the price, you know, because people don't want to work and they can't keep people. So, yeah, some jobs, yeah, they have up the price too. Yes, you're correct.
I mean, I get that, but it's like, oh, my God, there's no way. You're laughing. I know you know. You get it. So.
Like I tell them, it happened to me before, so I definitely understand how you feel. But it was nothing. Look, not any time. It was when I was like 18 years old. I didn't know any better.
I know,
so.
But like, you know, you got seven, 6 years old.
I know,
and
yeah.
I mean, think about it. What if it was your mother? It's the same thing. They're being charged over and over and over for a neck massager, which obviously probably is no more worth maybe $20, if that. The charges just keep coming. And there's no membership to anything. It's the same thing.
Yep, that's it. Same old neck massager.
Yeah, well, there was, as far as you know, there was nothing. And even the emails.
Uh-huh.
I got emails that were put into her account, and the emails say nothing about any other charges. Nothing was ever sent about other charges. That's totally scam. That's ridiculous.
Yes, ma'am. But I'll give you the number, and I'm also going to send it to her email. That way you'll have proof as well. Just let me know when you're ready for the cancellation.
Okay.
All right. It's going to be C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be 258-768-470.
What about the foot?
She's not being charged any extra for this foot mat that she got, was she?
No, nothing extra for that, no.
So that was legitimately paid for, but the neck massager was.
Yeah, that was
the
foot massager is a straight sale, so that's just one charge. So that means a straight sale means it's only one charge, one time offer.
Yeah.
But the neck massager, it's on reoccurring, so yes.
I just don't understand. If they're not sending you a new one out, then they're just charging you for the same thing they sent you. So
no, you're supposed to receive a new one every month.
You're supposed to get a new one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, every month. But it's going to be the same neck massager. Don't ask me.
So she's only received one.
Uh-huh.
So.
Well, that means if she's received one, if they bill her, what they do is they don't ship the product out and then bill you. They bill you first, and then they ship the product out. So that
she
means.
She was billed in December after she got the 745 and then billed again in January, which she didn't notice because, you know, my mom's had several heart problems in the hospital and COVID over the last 5 months. So it's been a rough 5 months, you know. She's had three stents put in since August. So
well,
that's what
I know
I'm
about
it's
that.
Like a company like this, they deserve that's not right.
Oh, I know what you're going to. My mom has stents too. She probably has about seven.
Yeah, but she's had three in the last 5 months, plus congestive heart failure, back in the hospital, had COVID.
That's a lot.
It's like you're scamming elderly and they don't care. And that's not right. So.
Well, just take
all
over
right,
her
so
account.
That's my number. And do I need to say who I spoke to or anything like that?
No. We have it listed on the account. They know who you spoke with.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Bye.
All right, thank you.